It's Tuesday, or maybe it isn't, but Tuesday is about to be your favorite day of the week.
You bet. She's Jenny.
And she's Caitlin. We're teachers, we're moms, we're friends, and we're funny.
I mean, I certainly think we are.
We're here to teach you what we had to learn and maybe save you some of the embarrassment.
Absolutely. We discuss all topics from the serious to the silly. Things like how to improve your resume and cover letter, advocating for yourself when talking to your doctor, what to expect when you're getting Botox, or how to wash your face at night.
And we can help you participate in that water cooler chat about sports and world events. And if you're feeling like your life is a mess, don't worry. We can relate.
Yeah, we're not afraid to tell you all the mortifying and hilarious things about our own lives, professionally or personally.
We're shameless. We're rated G. We're slightly crazy. Come hang with us.
It's the CK and GK podcast. New episodes drop every Tuesday, everywhere you listen. Have you laughed today?
I'm Maddie.
I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos
in this room. Like a song, like a Santa snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble.
Sam. Wow. Hi, everybody. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And today we're going to be discussing, I'd say it's kind of a hot topic. I feel like people talk about this all the time. But do they always get it right? That's what I'm going to say. The origin of the pointed black witch's hat, which is commonly seen in pop culture, for example, The Wizard of Oz.
That was the first thing that popped in my head. Popularized the witch's hat and the discoloration of the skin.
Yes,
they were filming it in Technicolor. So that's why her skin was green.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And, it's also in Harry Potter and it's Halloween costume.
Everything. Yeah. I was going to say, like, almost any time you see a witch depicted in something pop culture that's like calling out the fact that this individual is a witch, they have a pointed hat, like a pointed brimmed hat specifically, not just a conical hat like a dunce cap, but a conical hat that has a wide brim around it.
I love it because, like, we're talking about pointed hats and, like, the origin and things like that. But I keep seeing in my head Bobby Hill when he joined Is that what you're thinking, too?
No, not exactly. But
I love that episode.
I mean, yeah. I was picking up what you were putting down already when you said Bob. I was like, yep.
When he joins the coven, dude.
I love all the memes that episode created.
Me too. It's so funny. I love it. Great. It's so great. Check out King of the Hill.
Well, and like what I love about the research that we're going to share with you today is like one of the reasons I wanted to do this episode, aside from the fact that like witch's hat, it's pretty iconic for a witch. You can find several of them in my living room. Literally, there's one right behind Maddie.
Like, oh, there is. There.
Yeah. Like, they are pretty iconic when it comes to witches, right? Mm-hmm. But like a very long time ago, I had learned that a witch's hat was a pointed cone to direct energy, magnifying it and directing it at a specific place, while the brim of the hat was to protect from other energies and unwanted energies. And not once did I read that when I was trying to find out about like the origins of the witch hat and like why the witch hat is what it is. Like, and I'm like, is this a timeline jumping thing?
No, I swear I remember it too.
Because, like, that is why I was so excited to do this episode. And there is still there's some stuff that points in that direction. But at the same time, like, I wanted a full-ass article about that.
You mentioned timeline jumping. I just have to say, I freaked the fuck out. My grandma, I know she's a believer. Like, she's so in denial. But, like, I told her about Snoop Dogg.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, it's like we jumped from different timelines. And she goes, don't, Maddie. I said, what do you mean? She goes, don't, Maddie. I can't handle that. You're going to freak me out. Like, what do you mean switching from different timelines? Like, you're gonna wig me out and make me think that I'm not meant to be here. And I was like, okay, either craziness runs in my family, which is a high possibility, or she is more in tune than she likes to admit.
Well, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with what you have to say there, but on the other end of that aspect, some people literally can't handle that.
No, I can. It will drive me crazy.
Yeah, because like Corey and I were literally just talking about switching timelines earlier because we had pulled up a clip from Scary Movie 2 because we were trying to describe the grab my strong hand, grab my strong arm scene to our youngest daughter because my husband's little brother, before he died.
But he says, grab my good arm.
No, he doesn't. He says, grab my strong arm. It's strong arm. But now it does not say strong arm. The little clip that we watched last night said, grab my small arm.
What? Fucking weird. Shut up.
Like, I had, like, an existential crisis.
No, bitch. I'm sorry. You're lying. No, I don't believe you.
Like, we'll have to find it in between episodes.
I'm
going to
be sick.
Like, I literally had a physical reaction.
Okay, guys. Okay, no. I can't.
Grab my small arm.
He didn't say that, no.
No, okay, so here's the crazy thing. No, he didn't say that. He said, grab my strong arm. I know this because my little brother-in-law, my husband and I took him to
grab
see
my strong hand or grab my strong arm.
We took him to see that movie in theaters and he quoted that until like he died or until like a couple years before he died.
Grab
okay?
my small hand?
It said grab my small arm or small hand. Yes. It did. And, like, what's crazier than that is
I have a phone. Between, I gotta Google this. Like, are
in
we
between then and now, I have also heard that in the Mandela effect, because this is definitely a Mandela effect thing, right? In the Mandela effect spectrum, I had previously, during season one or two of this show, I had heard on another show the Mandela effect with that, but instead of grab my strong arm, it was grab my good arm.
Yeah, I thought like it was grab my good arm.
But it's not, it's never been grab my good arm, and that confused the shit out of me. And I was like, no, that's not right. I know that's not right. We even talk about it in one of our episodes, I think the timeline episode that we did. I bring specifically that up, and with it being good arm versus strong
arm,
right?
That guy is just grotesque.
Yeah, he is.
I'm sorry.
And then beyond that, though, now today, or rather, last night, today, Friday, Thursday, Corey was home, so, but it wasn't today, so it must have been Thursday or Friday. My bad. It wasn't yesterday. But anyway, guys, that clip said, grab my small arm. So that would be two timelines jumped for me. If it started a strong arm, then went to good arm, and is now small arm. That's not what this episode's about.
It's not, sorry, but it's not, but you mentioned timelines. And I know. I don't think she could
because,
handle
like,
it.
Because, like, not seeing the whole, like, conical to direct energy and protect your cone and all that shit. Not seeing any of that in this research really fucked my head up.
Can I say something controversial? On the topic, not on the topic, but like, you say like some people can't handle like knowing certain things, like timelines jumping. I think that almost all witches walk that line of insanity. And I think that's because it's...
Do you like the smoke, YouTube? Tell us in the comments.
It's one of those things where... There's a reason why witches and people who practice are susceptible to going insane.
Yeah.
So it's all
because
about
when you open yourself up to so much, like what is insanity really?
Right.
Like literally, like what
okay,
we
this
view
is like a whole ass
insanity,
episode actually,
right?
Like
but like what we view as insanity, like is it really insanity or have you really just opened up so completely you're able to see through all of it? Don't come at me, guys. It's just a conversation starter. But again, like Maddie said, not necessarily for this episode.
But I do like, think that we walk that fine line. And I think what keeps people grounded or keeps people from going insane when practicing is being able to ground, because you have to be able to say, this is too much for me right now. I need to take a step back or I will go off the fucking deep end. You know, I do that sometimes when we have conversations. I'll be like, change the subject, Amber, please.
Well, I'm going to be a little controversial and be like, revert to what I just said. Like, I don't necessarily think they cray cray. I think maybe they like, they just understand more than us. I don't know yet, but my hand's heating up like I'm right. So, and it's my...
It's my strong arm.
But like, so because Corey was like, oh, it's like the CIA had this great big conspiracy, right? And I was like, no, timeline jumping. And he's like, no, I can't handle that. Like, no, he can handle that the CIA has like this huge conspiracy. Okay, to okay. Make us
keep
all
talking. I'm going
to
do like this. We got a thumbnail. I'm sorry, did I spit on you? I did
no,
not mean to. I'm
no,
just like...
I was just laughing. I thought that was funny. But like, okay, that's nothing. But like, okay, it just made me feel like timeline shift mm-hmm. or like I'm like remembering false memories, but you have the same memory.
I do
so
remember
like,
it.
I just wonder why I couldn't find that in writing anywhere. And I know you said maybe it's a new age thing, but like, no, it was like when I learned about it, it was when I was learning about like some historical shit. Mm-hmm. Like it was a historical learning versus an esoteric for the purpose of my craft learning. It's something that I knew possibly before I started practicing the craft.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I just... It really I just have to share with everybody. It really fucked with my head to not find that in writing during this research when that is exactly what I expected to find.
Mm-hmm. So the black, the pointy black witch's hat is honestly, I feel like it's definitely something that witches have embraced, but it wasn't always a good thing. But then again, being a witch wasn't always a good thing.
But I mean, it started out as a good thing. The reason that it was like wasn't necessarily a good thing is mm-hmm. because it was associated with the seers and the shamans, because mm-hmm. seers and shamans did wear conical hats, mm-hmm. right?
Right. And then
this is like pre-medieval times. Like this is before the church came mm-hmm. in and took over. The seers and the shamans typically wore conical type of hats.
So it's
even the Pope's hat is conical. Think about it.
It is. It is, isn't it?
It fucking is.
Oh my God.
It is.
Okay.
Because
oh my God. But wait.
Wear them. That's why they got the bad rap. Because the church was trying to demonize both magic and we'll get into the rest.
I'm just over here like, wait, so the Pope in Catholic and all that, like whatever, is the only one that can wear one? So he's the only one connected.
He's the only one who can directly.
Yes. Wow. I'm
just saying like. There's something to it, like, definitely, but because, so, it went from, like, magical peoples, right, the mm-hmm. the seers and the shamans, and then it became, like, in the 12, somewhere between the 12 and 1600s, like, everybody wore pointed hats.
Well,
like, every fucking body.
Before we get into the 12 and 1600s, in 4 to 5, like, what was it, BC, something like that. There was these Chinese women.
It was 2 to 4 BC.
2 to 4 BC, there were these Chinese women that were witches, and or were they accused of witchcraft?
No, because we associate pointed hats
yes.
with witchcraft. They were called witches.
Okay.
They were most likely like falconers or worked with large birds.
Right, because they had gloves. They wore gloves.
But they had these great big pointed hats.
Yes, yeah. So they became called like the witches of...
Subeishi. It was Subeishi mm-hmm. or IE, something along those lines. If you type it in wrong, I'm sure you'll find the Subeishi.
Well,
wishes.
And that just goes along with what you said, Amber. Like, almost everybody wore them. Like, people wore them all the time. Like, right. You don't, like, I mean, it's just throughout the years, it has changed so much.
Once it became associated with witches, mm-hmm. is when people stopped wearing them.
Right. Except for the Pope.
Except for the Pope.
And right. Those, like, I'm trying to think where to start. Okay, so there are three stories that you may know, okay? One, there's a theory that witches wearing black hats came from Quakers. like Quaker mm-hmm. women, because yes. the what you call them, they start with a P, the Protestants.
Pilgrims. Oh, Protestants.
Protestants. They didn't
Sorry,
like
I just
Quaker.
Watched a movie.
No, it's okay. They did not like the Quakers. Like,
no, they did absolutely not. No. Because the Quakers, like,
they believed that men and women were equal.
They did, and the mm-hmm. women were allowed to be preachers yes. and teach magic and practice magic.
Yes.
But not just that, but like you had mentioned when we were talking off air, mm-hmm. religious persecution. The Quakers were a threat to the church because mm-hmm. they thought differently. They were yep. more open-minded because they thought women and men were equal. They did allow women to be preachers,
mm-hmm.
and the women and the men wore
often wore hats. They weren't necessarily pointed.
Right.
They're like stereotypical pilgrim hats.
Well, like, and like I was saying to Maddie, like they are like what I would say stereotypical pilgrim hats as well.
Right.
What I was saying to Maddie is like half of the things that I've read for this research said that the Quakers did wear pointed brimmed hats.
Mm-hmm.
And then half of what I read said they did not wear pointed brimmed hats. Just it's been meddled through history because pointed hats were demonized because they were associated with Quakers and Jews and witches or magical practitioners.
Which brings us to the Jews aspect. Amber, would you like to talk about that one?
Well, the Juden hat was originally, I believe it was a choice of Jewish peoples to wear. It was part of their religion. Again, mm-hmm. the conical shape being something that people who practice
So it's
magic
not like the little
wear.
Hat.
Right. It's not like the little hat. And actually, some of the pictures of a Juden hat, like, they were very, like, it made me think of, not Isaac Newton. Who was the guy that got killed because he said the sun was the center of the universe?
I don't know.
Copernicus? Anyway, the hats made me think of the guy named Copernicus because mm-hmm. it was very, like, planetary, mm-hmm. right? It made me think of, like, planetary phases.
Well,
and
something...
But some of them were just cone hats. But they started as a choice religiously. Uh-huh. It became a punishment. If you were Jewish, you had to wear the hat to show other people that you were a badge. Jewish person
like I
because
had
they wanted to persecute the Jews and demonize them as much as humanly
poor
possible.
The all throughout fucking history, bro.
I
had no idea that the Jews were expelled from England for a long ass time. Did you you knew that? I had no idea. They were kicked out of England and only like then they were let back in. What the fuck did they do? You know what? I'm not going to get off on that subject.
They were Jewish.
Right. Well, they were Jewish, and then a lot of Christian faiths are like, hey, you guys, are you persecuted Jesus, or you're the reason why? And it just goes, it's religious hate is what it is.
It is religious discrimination.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And now a word from one of our fellow podcasters. If you like weird, spooky, and strange history, then I have the podcast for you. My name is Brenda, and I'm the host of Horrifying History. Are you into the dark side of history? Horrifying History tells you about the side of history that people don't normally talk about. We tell the tales of haunted places, infamous true crimes, the paranormal, and unsolved mysteries, and then we look to history to see where the truth actually lies. Want to get spooky with us? Get your Horrifying History fix by subscribing today on your favorite podcast provider or by going to our website at horrifyinghistory.podbean.com.
And then there were the third group of people.
Which was the ale ladies. What is it?
Ale wives.
Ale wives. Okay. So these bitches.
Which is also a really good song, by the way. There's a song called Ale Wife, and I like it a lot.
And I feel like a lot of people know this one because it was trending for a while. I think it was viral on Facebook where they were talking about the ale wives for a little bit, which...
And they were like a competition to men who brewed beer because historically women were the brewers, but then when men wanted to get in on the
right,
game...
Right, exactly.
They were competition. And the ale wives wore tall hats so that they could be noticed at the market when they were selling their brews.
Exactly. And of course, any woman that knows herbology or anything brewing or apothecary is automatically a witch, but a man can do the same thing and not be a witch. So
sort of
I mean, in a way, you know, when it comes to the brewery company,
I'm just being fair. Plus, right. We have a good amount of male listeners. Love you guys.
Well,
I like Tim and Dustin, and I think the Neatcast has started listening. I don't know.
To be clear, I just mean like a long ass time ago. Like, and like Amber said, still not true because men were burned and hang as witches all the times too.
But
the men took over the brewing company and they said, hey, we're doing what they're doing, but they're witches when they do it. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, and they're like, it's basically like, we're the strong men. We're here to take over. They think they can still do what we do. Obviously, they're witches.
Right.
They're witches. But... you know, even though the hat was condemned, it is embraced today.
It is embraced today.
And I do find that beautiful.
I do too. I do too.
I do find it beautiful. I think that it is sad that something that was historically first associated with those we would go to for spiritual leadership, those we would go to for help, because like you've said in many an episode, and I know this to be true in real life from my own personal experience, the same people that will condemn you for witchcraft will ask you to do a spell for them because mm-hmm. they need X, Y, or Z.
Yep. It happens all the time.
And so, like, that used to be a way of life, not the condemnation part, but the going to your local neighborhood witch mm-hmm. and having her or him do a spell for you. They didn't use the word witch back then, honestly. It was mostly like shamans, mm-hmm. seeress, fill in the blank with whatever you want, whatever the local word for a magical practitioner that we now basically just translate
wise
into
woman.
The word witch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wise woman. They were celebrated. Their attire was eventually something that everybody wore in the conical hat shape. Mm-hmm. And then the church came in and demonized it, using specific groups of people to do so because it benefited the church.
Yep.
And then they put one on the Pope.
Well, that also benefited the church because if the Pope is the only one that can connect and is in tune.
Right. And everybody else that does it who wears a black hat because black protects you from the evil spirits, but the Pope's hat is white. And granted, white is for purity, but I think it'll let something through the veil. I'm just talking shit at the moment.
Well, and I'm over here like...
I totally use white for protection. I just wanted to talk shit.
What?
I'm sorry.
Anyway. No, I zoned out for a minute because I was like, wait. Excuse me, guys.
Well, but I mean, like, witches wear black hats generally... thought because of protection purposes.
Right? Oh, yeah. Witches wear black for protection purposes. I mean, right. Not all the time, but like, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the Pope's hat is white. Granted, it does have, I'm pretty sure, gold and
I
silver.
I think it has gold.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would give... But I just wanted to talk shit for a second since they want to be the only ones with the pointy hat.
I have to say something. I did see a video of the Pope and it made me feel just a little good. And that never happens. But like, it was this kid and he was like crying and he wanted, like, they were asking like, who wants prayers from the Pope, blah, 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 okay? Mm-hmm. This kid gets picked out. He goes and whispers in the Pope's ear. The Pope whispers back. He says, hey, can I tell them your story? He says, yes. And the kid came up. And he asked the Pope, because his dad recently passed away, my dad was an atheist. Is he in hell? I want to see him again. And he said, I've been baptized. My brother was baptized. But he didn't believe in you know. Mm-hmm. And have you seen this video?
No. Nope.
And the Pope said that a father loving their children so much, why would God put him in hell? And that just made me feel so good.
I was smiling because you said it made you feel good, so I was expecting a good story.
And so I just have to say, there's a reason. Like, and that just made me feel so good because, like, the poor kid, he was crying and he was devastated. And the Pope could have been an asshole. There are plenty of fucking Christians that would have been an
asshole. I'm glad you started out with you were it made you feel good, because otherwise I would have been real nervous about the outcome of that story. Right.
And like, and a lot of the people who were listening to the Pope were kind of shocked that he said such a thing, because he said an atheist is probably in heaven and could be in heaven because he loved his children so much, his sons so much. Why would God?
If the kids were baptized, then you would think that, like, maybe.
Exactly what we talked about with generational curses. Right. Exactly. Yes. Check out last week's episode. But, like, he also, the week before his episode, but, like, he said, he compared it to God himself as a father who loves us so much, so he must be able to understand and connect with a father. And it was just such a heartwarming thing.
I'm glad that the church is growing finally. Mm-hmm. Like, that makes my heart happy to know that the elders of the church, because the church is an inanimate object. It is made up of the people that serve the church. Mm-hmm. And the people that serve the church are choosing to take a line of growth and learning and broadening their horizons, broadening their way of thinking to allow space for a hypothetical situation like that. Or I guess that wasn't hypothetical. That was real. Mm-hmm. I say hypothetical because don't really know what's going on up in heaven, so that's where the hypothetical comes from.
Well, and I mean, the people
the boy
that
really exists.
Right, and the people who were listening were kind of, like, shocked that he said that, but, like, I think that's a wonderful thing.
I think
thing
it's beautiful,
say.
Yeah. I
Dude,
think
my
it's
hair is frizzy as fuck because of this weather. I'm over here, like, fuck it, like, over here, like, if you can see it right there, but, like, check us out on YouTube if you want to see Maddie's frizzy Princess Diaries hair. Don't forget to like
and subscribe.
Yeah. No, I was going to say something else too. Oh, the last Pope, he was just an asshole. Like,
straight the fuck up. I think a lot of the last Popes were assholes though. Like, to be fair.
Is there anything else you can say about black cat hats?
Okay, so witches' hats, like, just because sometimes we get a little off topic, I'm just going to sum up to say that the story you heard is where witch hats come from, because it comes from many different places of many different factions
cultures
of people
and
cultures being demonized by the church. Mm-hmm. Because of the way they chose to live their life. And even though at the time everybody wore this kind of article of clothing, over time, as it was further demonized, the article of clothing itself stopped being worn by the main culture. Oh my fucking God. And they're closing our third eye and they stopped having us all wear fucking conical hats. And because they don't want us to connect to the mass energy that exists if you put your cone hat on and you direct your
energy
directly, and everybody's wearing one and you're all connected and it is all connected and we are each all the universe and it's all everything. And oh my God, it's all like this one, right? And so if we're all just pieces of the universe as consciousness, but you cut the fucking consciousness off by demonizing the thing that gives the consciousness an easy access. So you have to instead go out of your way to gain access to those Akashic records and the esoteric knowledge. And you have to do it all the hard work, and you got to put the work in, and you got to find it on your own, because we used to just have access to it because we all used to know that you wear the cone hat and you do the things and you're connected. But now they purposefully keep us disconnected by telling us we're not connected, and by telling us we're different, and by telling us we have to stay in our little hovels away from each other, and we just need to connect over this piece of equipment that everybody is followed on by the fucking government, because the government is the one that is keeping us fucking under their shoe because they're owned by the fucking church. Oh my God.
Wait. Amber, you sound like right now we got to get our tinfoil hat on.
I was
waiting to make that joke the whole time.
Can I blow your mind for a second? Because I just blew mine. No, but I'm just, if you think about it, if everybody used to wear the hat, right? Mm-hmm. And we used to live more correctly. We used to live in a more right way. But then the church came in and they wanted control over everybody. So they made everybody think everybody's different. And then they, piece by piece, changed that. And then they made the cone hat that helped you connect. They made that a bad thing. So you took your cone hat off and you got a little pilgrim hat. And now you're just squared off and you just listen to what the guy at the pulpit says instead of connecting with spirit yourself, because spirit is within you, spirit is without you, spirit is all around you. I'm just saying.
No, it makes sense.
Okay, that said, last night Gia and I watched this movie called Pilgrim on Hulu.
Is it scary?
Yes, it is a Thanksgiving horror movie and it's so good. It's so good. It's so good. It's very gruesome.
Is it a bloody movie?
Yeah. So like the premise is like this like hoity-toity family. They're not the hoity-toityest, but hoity-toity family. They hire like these pilgrim reenactors to come bring you a traditional Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, that sounds fantastic already.
It really is. And they did it so well. That sounds
horrible. Who the fuck would want to do that?
That pilgrim guy is so unsettling.
And then at the end, they're like, we paid you. Did you get your money's worth or some shit? Like, is it bad? Is it crazy?
There's nobody left at the end to pay. I'm just saying.
There's also a new Thanksgiving horror movie coming out called Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yeah. That's what prompted me to watch Pilgrim, because I knew it was on Hulu. And it's been there since 2019. And if I've watched it before, because I feel like I put it on before, but it must have been one of those movies I put on and took a nap, or I put on and did something else and like absolutely did not pay attention. Because I really have no recollection of the movie. But we watched the whole thing last night and it was fucking good. It was good.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
It was good. It's scary. It's good though.
Say like bloody, do you mean Wrong Turn or do you mean Django?
What's
the difference?
Yeah.
Django is more plot driven. Wrong Turn is just murder, murder, murder.
I guess Django.
Okay. Then I'll watch it.
It's good. It's fucking good. Eat dinner before. Don't eat like while you're watching the movie though, because I was gonna eat at the end and I was like, never mind, I'll eat later. It's good, y'all. Pilgrim on Hulu. This is not a paid sponsorship. I'm just saying it was a good movie. Speaking of paid sponsorships, thank you so much, Death by DVD,
Victoria,
Melissa,
and Pam.
We appreciate you for being our patrons on Patreon. We really hope you enjoyed the clip show of the Seasons of the Witch for our October extra episode in November. These witches run on pagan time. What can we say?
Yeah, which is why we're recording late at night and I keep yawning. I swear we always record late at night. I'm always like, yawning.
I've been downing coffee because I've been up since 5 a.m. So like,
I never get up at 6 o'clock and I did today. So like, I just got to say... Mm. Maddie's the honor.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It'd be like that. But if you are watching on YouTube, like definitely like and subscribe. It helps us out. And like, low key, it's growing and you're helping us out with that. So thank you.
You can find
We love you.
Right. And you can find us on Instagram at Witches Talking Tarot. And we're on
X at Classiest Witches, because we are the classiest witches, you know.
Thanks for sitting with us for a spell.
Bye.
My name is Keely, and I host a true crime and paranormal podcast called Misty Mysteries. Misty Mysteries takes a special focus on unsolved cases and missing persons cases. All of my true crime episodes are made in hopes to raise awareness and bring justice to those who need it most. Most of these episodes are made in partnership or made with the families of the victims and missing people. But the podcast isn't always true crime. Sometimes I bring spooky content like hauntings, aliens, and cryptids, such as the original story of The Conjuring House, The Life of Ed and Lorraine Warren, and Mothman. True crime and paranormal even cross at times to make two-part episodes like The Bobby Mackey Music World, The Lizzie Borden House, and The Villisca Axe Murder House. Misty Mysteries is ready to be binge listened to with over 50 episodes anywhere you get your podcasts. I cannot wait to keep you company whenever and wherever you like to listen to your podcast.